can't take it.
That's right, man. It's a different world.
Oh my God. That is
from where to come from. Oh, that was my show.
Oh my God. Good time.
Different show.
Alright. You're so lame.
Man, we see you in a minute, man. It was good.
Right. And tell me you're locked up. She's locked up protesting. Fighting motherfucking power. She just got out and got her hair fixed.
Right, she done came back all beautiful.
Got the fur. Got the camera on fur.
Coming
to the
stupid.
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fur.
Killer Sophie.
Got that shit from Chinatown.
Trump ain't holding you down, huh? He ain't popping collars and shit. It's like, oh. Yeah, he ain't gonna hold this sister down.
Anyways, welcome back. Welcome back. I am your host, Sophie, and this is Ask with Dead and Hip Hop. So we have a guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, y'all. I'm Clarissa, a junior at Spelman, a student activist with AAC Shut It Down, ATL Is Ready, and a bunch of other shit, and writer for Dead and Hip Hop.
Yeah, you've been around for a while.
Yep.
In the background.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to jump right on into the question. This isn't from our particular person, because we got this question a lot in the inbox. But recently, let's see. Kanye West actually had something to say at another one of his concerts. He's always saying stuff, and you know we love him for that. So he said specifically.
Ooh,
He said specifically to black people, stop talking about race so much. There's an entire clip on him speaking about how race is prevalent in America and we just need to, I don't think he said get over it, but he just said accept it, you know, and just stop talking about it. Pretty much get over it. So, I'm going to open up
the... Wait, and there was another one. Did you see the other one?
That's what I thought we were talking about. I didn't see this clip.
Yeah, right. About, and know. He said that he didn't vote, but if he was going to vote, he would have voted for Trump.
I saw that one.
So.
Yeah.
There it is. That's your favorite rapper.
Look, man, if you like Kanye, if we know Kanye, right? Like, Kanye's been out for a fucking long time now.
Do we know him?
Well, I don't know. I guess we're still learning, right? Like... That's part of life. Just keep learning about people. And Kanye is very outspoken. He's gonna say what he wants to say, but I don't always necessarily judge him on that, because that's not what entertains me. Give me the good music, man. Give me the music. As long as the music is good and I'm entertained by that, that's cool. I don't look for Kanye for social political stuff, because that guy, I put him in that bucket that's like, you're too far gone. You like to be controversial. You know what I'm saying? Kanye, I think that's part of his ego. He likes to push those buttons. So I just take a lot of his stuff with a grain of salt. Okay, Kanye.
So you
live in your bubble.
So you feel like he meant it then? You felt like he meant it? Or you don't feel like he meant it and he was just saying it?
I think when Kanye speaks, he means what he says. Now, that doesn't
mean... At that moment?
At that moment. That doesn't mean... Look, man, we're human. Like, emotions can drive you. You know what I'm saying? And later on, right? Because that's considered experience after the fact. You may look back at that and be like, you know what? I was ignorant there, or I was small-minded there. That right there, I don't think like that anymore. You know what I'm saying? He okay, but it, you know, he a little gone, man. Like, yeah, it's Kanye.
Do that shit, man. You know, rappers come out and say something, and a week later they say something else.
But like outside of that, I know that's how you take it or whatever. But what is it detrimental to people that do look at this guy as, you know, a public
right,
figure and take
people,
on, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how serious people are, but they all come out from Kanye for 20 presidents.
Yeah,
they have running. To chill. They have to chill.
Like, they got it. You think so, Ken?
I think he's gonna run.
Gonna man, zoom in on that, man.
Am I gonna vote for him?
Zoom in on that shit.
Vote for Kanye?
Yeah.
He said he's done voting.
We gotta have a separate discussion. About that. That'd be a very long.
But yeah, you gotta look at it that way, Ralph. Is like people really considering him running.
Is it detrimental?
Well, not even just.
No, I don't think it's detrimental. Mainly because that's his opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. If he says he's gonna vote, if he would have voted for Trump, respect the shit. Like,
but in spite of it being his opinion, though, like, everybody has an opinion, but opinions influence the way people think.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So you want him to be politically correct all the time? Like, you want him to say what he thinks that everybody's going to like? Or do you want him to be true to himself? And I don't think that that's fair to ask that of anybody. At all. I don't care who you are.
But I think you gotta think about the fact that, like, so Kanye, white supremacy is, like, his whole life right now. Like, class and privilege and, you know, having a white wife and all of that is his whole aesthetic right now. You know, like, being the different type of black person, not being the regular black person. So it's, like, it's not really his opinion.
But
he's been taught
that. But how is that being the different type of black person? Because when you look at a lot of successful black people, that's the typical black person now.
They go over, they get a white wife.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, but that's like that's white supremacy. That's not like you. He's been taught that the only way that I value in this world is if I hold up these ideals. Like, I have to have this wife, I have to have this money, I have to put out this aesthetic. So he's been taught that. It's not really something that like if I think if he understood
how Trump ruined his life, when you're raised in South Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not what
that doesn't matter to him. He's Kanye. He's Pablo. He's past that. He's not Southside Chicago. He's not Atlanta. He's Kanye West, the genius, the artist, most popular black person, black man in the world. He can do whatever he wants and he can get away with it.
The guy that we've all propped up.
Yeah,
as such.
Nobody can touch him, so he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
And all I'm asking is, what's wrong with saying what you want to say? At the baseline, the fundamentals of this conversation, there's a whole bunch of people watching us. And the reason why they're watching us is because we believe in no politics, no BS. We're going to say our mind, speak our mind, say what we believe, regardless of whatever people say. That's the same thing Kanye is doing. What is wrong with that? Is this not America? Do you not have freedom of choice to say whatever the fuck you want to say when you want to say it? Well, what the fuck are we debating about right here, right now?
Arguing that.
That's the whole point.
You don't have that choice?
Yeah, if you're black in America, like, that's the whole point. You don't have that choice. They're black people.
Kanye just showed that you have the fucking choice. He just did it.
Yeah,
why are we really complaining about Kanye endorsing Trump?
What do you mean when you say you can't be black in America and can't have that choice?
I'm saying that, like, as a black person, as any person of color, queer, whatever, like, you live in an America that is actively against you. Okay. That doesn't want you to exist. So, in reality, we can say this here. But if we go to our government and say, yo, like, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want, like, if you have a problem with it, deal with it, they'll kill you. COINTELPRO, the Black Panthers, civil rights movement, like, the only way you can do that is if you have money. And you stick to white supremacy. Kanye has money. He sticks to white supremacy.
You and Ralph are arguing two different points. What Ralph is talking about is simply saying what's on your mind, and that's what Kanye did. If Kanye wants to go out there and endorse Trump, good for fucking Kanye.
Right.
That means nothing to me. Now, I feel you. There's a whole bunch of young people that look to him for guidance for whatever reason.
God.
And yeah, that's the part that really should be discussed.
Right? No, but I mean, but I'm saying Kanye can say that because he has the money that he has. He's outside of the system, so he's in a different world. Like,
in the way that it would.
He can say that because Kanye's brain works a lot different than the rest of ours. Kanye really believes that Trump would have been a good idea. Do I agree with Kanye? Of course not.
Right.
Do I support his right to say it? Absolutely. Do I even give half a dick about who the fuck Kanye's endorsing? No. And that's what I'm saying. Why are we so hyped up over Kanye endorsing Trump? Who's surprised? That's really the question.
I was slightly shocked by what I saw.
To be honest,
really shocked.
So was I, low key, because didn't Kim, like, whatever.
Kim supports Hillary.
Yeah, she promoted Hillary, so it's kind of weird.
Whoa. So you mean to tell me that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are supposed to be one person? Like, there's not two brains there and two different bodies?
I'm not saying that, but it's just awkward for them to both be on one accord.
No, what do you know?
Not with someone like Kanye. And plus, he's a fucking attention-seeking whore.
Well, of course he's going to go out and say some shit
that's going to get people riled up. Mm. Look, we're talking about him now.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you said that he's an attention whore, and I agree, but it's like, did he say this to get attention, or does he really believe that?
I would be surprised
if he really believed that.
Why do you care?
I think because
it made me feel a way.
Why? Now we're getting somewhere. Why did Kanye saying that make you feel a way?
Did it not? Okay, I know it didn't make you feel a way.
Hell no.
Did it make you feel a way? Did it make you feel a way?
No.
Not make me.
I was disappointed.
So you felt a way. A little bit.
Yeah. Because I was. It happened so fast. So I was at work. I saw it, and then I was like,
it just happened so fast.
And then I saw the other clip about him talking about, you know, just accepting racism.
I didn't see that.
he just
that's a whole other thing.
It made me feel the way.
And
okay,
because
the Trump part or the other part.
And I just rolled my fucking thing. Eyes, man.
It wasn't just that, it's just everything he's been doing. You know what I mean? It just made me feel the way because he's supposed to have a concert coming. Again, he's coming back around to Atlanta, and I remember feeling like, damn, I don't want to go to it now. I don't want to put up with Kanye. But just today, just a week ago, I was perfectly fine. I was like, okay, yeah, I might go to this Kanye West concert. But then he made that statement. I'm like, this dude, man, I can't do him.
There's nothing wrong with that feeling.
I'm just saying, but it did make me feel away.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
He already done said the hell with Jay and them. He's by himself. So why are y'all surprised that he's endorsing Trump? I'm not even remotely surprised. Now, the racism thing, I have to read that because I didn't read it, so I'm not going to comment on that.
I mean, I can play it for you but right now.
It's actually an audio interview?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it's an audio clip.
Let's pull it up. Great. The hope or that America would be less or more racist because of one of the other candidates.
Specifically to black people, stop focusing on racism.
We have no choice but to focus on racism, Kanye.
Idiot.
Right. What the? See,
let's keep going. Let's keep going.
No, we don't have
you
to.
You say he stopped after that.
No, you got to get arrested.
Let's stop being distracted to focus on that as much. It's just a fucking fact. We are in a racist country. Period.
And
He's not in the bracket to be talking about certain things. Racism probably doesn't affect Kanye.
Oh,
but hold on. But he will pull it out whenever it benefits him.
True.
So when people don't like his stupid designs and they don't like his fucking $800 shirts, then it's racism.
It's racism.
But then he wants to go on the fucking stage and tell you stop focusing about racism.
How you gonna tell black people to stop focusing on race?
How are we even listening to fucking Kanye?
You can't.
Like, just fucking sing, bro. Just fucking rap.
The thing is, that's such a big influence. Not necessarily on me, not necessarily on you, but you gotta think, if you're a Kanye fan, you're younger, or, you know, you're a white fan at his show, like, you're like, god damn, like, white people at his concert is gonna be like, okay, well, you know, he said that we can stop talking about race, so why are you still talking about it?
Mm-hmm. And there was some, like,
it's influencing somebody whether you like it or not. It might not be me, because I know what the fuck I stand for. And you know, you too, but it's like that's influential, and I feel like that's
problematic.
It's problematic. It's problematic. Like, I mean, yeah, he can say whatever the fuck he wants, but just like Rod said, I don't fucking want to go to his show neither, because it's like, if he's just gonna pull some bullshit like that, plus with the stuff he was doing like a while ago about how he was, you know, at his little float stage in the sky and shit, and he had the little he had that little complaint about how Blue and North never play together and this and that, me and you just never visited me after Kim got robbed allegedly, and you know, whatever. It's just dumb. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's emotional, man.
And honestly, people give him a pass for that. And that pisses me off, because honestly, if it was a woman, y'all wouldn't have, like, given any type of leeway for that shit. Y'all would have been like, ah, she's just emotional, whatever. But people still cape for him. Like, well, he just a genius, and he just gonna say this because...
What kind of
because
pass?
Why?
Okay, here's the question. What are y'all gonna do about it? What are y'all gonna do about it? This man is a zillionaire. Yeah, for a week.
Right, and they
for
can still buy.
Week.
If he release the album
come
tomorrow,
on, man. People gonna be flopping it up, man. Y'all fake ass fucking wannabe mad motherfuckers.
It's like, not even
on.
If he just releases music. Like, if he releases another, because we know that the man is genius. We know that he's gifted in his craft. Mm-hmm. If he releases a project that's on a certain level. All of this is water.
Yep.
All of this is water.
I know.
All of this is water. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what makes Kanye great, which is the music.
Yep.
If he puts out amazing music, what are we worried about his social commentary?
I think it's problematic when he gets on stage and he starts to make these sorts of proclamations. When you put this type of messaging out there to people that look to Kanye that are not like us, that are individuals that are not directly influenced by outside forces, it affects them and the way they think. We're going to live in a world where Trump is president for the next 4 years. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but I know you got. Mm-hmm. But there have been all kind of crazy fucking stories coming out. Mm-hmm. Just this week alone.
Mm-hmm.
of people doing crazy fucked up shit.
And everything.
Teachers
calling their kids niggas.
Yes.
So he comes out and does something like this.
Mm-hmm. So we should be talking about the actual issues and not Kanye.
We gotta stop
like putting Kanye on these pedestals, man. Like,
but I feel like Kanye is like a representation of like a lot of the kids that listen to him don't understand what class and race are. They just kind of live in a space to where like, this is my favorite artist, and mm-hmm. what he says is bond. Like, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need my artist to like completely agree with what I think, but they know that what they say is important, just like their music is important. Like, the things you say impact people. So if you're saying you support Trump, understand you're supporting somebody who does not even want you to be here, right? Like, he does not want your music. He doesn't want you to exist. And mm-hmm. and it's scary because it's like, what he was saying about race, it sounds like there's a lot of talk about race, and that makes me uncomfortable as a black man in this like really high class space. So y'all need to chill the fuck out, because you're fucking mm-hmm. up my sponsors, mm-hmm. right? That means you're fucking up. I gotta go into Adidas and talk about, damn, like, mm-hmm. now I gotta like be like, oh, are you like the Black Lives Matter like rapper now? Like, that sounds like he doesn't want to have to deal with all of the race issues being put on him now.
And that's exactly,
yeah, he doesn't,
he's trying
to
exist
it.
In a space where people like Marc Jacobs and all these other higher fashion mm-hmm. designers, where he's coming out saying shit like, oh, you know, stuff about, you know, the whole like white people wearing dreads is his shows and shit like that, and oh, well, you know, you're not really disenfranchised, you're not really this, you're not really that, like on hush mode. And I totally get what you're saying. He tries to exist in a place mm-hmm. with those people, and obviously he's going to try and conform to get
exactly.
what the fuck he wants and move his way up the ladder. But it's detrimental to people who, again, look up to him, because it's like, we're not in those spaces, but some people just take it as
gospel.
Yeah, like, oh, wow. Right. Like, not even acknowledging that they're in two separate, you know, mm-hmm. places of the spectrum. I don't know.
But the question, once again, is what are we going to do about it? Are black people and angry white folks that agree with the black issues here, are they gonna take a stand? Are they gonna not buy Kanye albums? Are they gonna like Rod, not go to the shows? Because Kanye has the right to say any motherfucking thing he wants, but we also have the right, just like Rod is using his right, to not support him.
Yep.
So are we as Dead in Hip Hop not gonna review the next Kanye album? Answer that one. You a goddamn
no, no, wait, no. You a goddamn
hold on.
Not, no, we're not going to review it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not.
Oh, so we are going to review it.
Yeah, we can definitely talk about.
What are we talking about?
Because we're criticizing, we're having a conversation criticizing something that he said and mm-hmm. offering a different way of looking at it. Basically, I think where we got to the point is that Kanye is essentially positioning himself. Right, aligning himself in the class that he's in
mm-hmm.
with the people that he has to interact with on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
Which is primarily white people.
Right.
So taking that approach and understanding that maybe some of the people that are watching that will be like, oh, well, alright, well, Kanye's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not going to, as we've said, take that as gospel, as they probably would have before
mm-hmm.
they watched this video.
I just don't get this. But we're still gonna put money in his pocket. Is basically what I'm asking.
I think it's the fact that like, okay, so Kanye is like a small part of this like system of capitalism, right? So it's Kanye, and then there's a whole system of like capitalism
right.
and like patriarchy, all that shit, right? So he's minute in like the real world. So supporting him isn't going to change the fact that he's like a trash ass person. It's about the fact that, are you gonna support a music industry that allows to continue to treat black people like shit? Like, with contracts and shit, like, are you going to continue to support a government that treats you like shit? Like,
apparently,
it's
yes,
about
because we just said we're
going to
review his album. Look, this is what I'm talking about.
Like,
we've been complaining
about
Kanye for the past 20
minutes.
When you
talk about things in minute ways, if you talk
right.
about, oh, we need to stop supporting Kanye. Kanye is not the problem. The problem is the fact that there is a system bigger than Kanye, bigger
mm-hmm.
than Trump, that creates white supremacy, it creates patriarchy, it creates sexism, rape culture, all that shit.
Yes.
It's about that system
mm-hmm.
and not about Kanye.
So then why are we talking about Kanye? So why are we talking about Kanye then?
Because
that's,
Kanye is a reflection
look,
exactly
of that. What
you and he's
just
a pop culture
said
icon
point.
Of that.
So we're complaining about Kanye saying certain things, and all of us are upset about what Kanye said, but then we're going to turn around and still say, well, yes, he did say these things that are detrimental to urban black communities. But we're still going to put money in his pocket. That
it
makes
doesn't
no
matter
sense
if we put
to
money
me.
In his pocket. There's a system that's going to support him regardless. That's what I'm saying.
So then we should just say fuck it. If there's other people doing it, then we should just join in too. That makes no sense.
I'm saying like it doesn't matter if we support him or not. Other people are always going to support him. He is the privilege. Like, so he's a black, cis, mm-hmm. hetero man.
Yes.
His voice is always going to be more prominent than other mm-hmm. people. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not saying being a cog in the machine is also the problem.
Yeah, what Mike is saying,
we need to talk about the machine.
But what Mike is saying is, like, what actions are we going to take to show that we disagree with the position that Kanye has taken?
Right. I don't feel comfortable going to the show, so I'm not giving him money.
Whatever venue he's at, hey, we don't want Kanye to be here.
But wait a minute. You just said it wasn't about Kanye and reviewing the album is not an issue.
Because the venue itself,
saying,
okay, Kanye himself is a person, right? So ticket sales, if you fuck with ticket sales, he's going to hear about that mm-hmm. shit. So what's the bigger way that you can affect him that isn't just, oh, I'm not going to go to your show, oh, I'm not going to buy your merch, oh, I'm going to unfollow you on Twitter. Mm-hmm. The venue that he's at, right? You got to start somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So the venue he's at, hey, we don't really want him to be here. Let's get a petition. Let's have folks show up at mm-hmm. the show and be like, yo, don't support this person. He clearly doesn't give a fuck about you. Don't mm-hmm. go to this show. Call the venue and say, we don't want this person here. Atlanta is a black as fuck city. It's not going to be hard to get folks to be like, call the venue, let them know you're not about this, we don't want Kanye here.
But you're confusing.
He's still going to have a show, but he's also going to hear about it.
You said that it wasn't an issue with Kanye.
Right, but that's the point. You need to address the fact, you need to affect him directly. Kanye cares about his money. If he gets a call from the venue manager saying, yo, there's protests outside saying that they don't want your show to happen because mm-hmm. of what you said, he has to think about that.
And if there's radio stations that won't play his music anymore, if there are publications that refuse to review his music,
right? But I'm saying your example was like a minute answer of like, oh, we're not gonna like.
Wait, I never one single time said, hey guys, this is the only thing that we should
do.
No,
I'm not saying that.
What I said was, if we are against Kanye and what he said, I'm not even saying that I am. I'm just saying, if we are, why are we then going to review his music? If this bothered Rod enough to say, you know what, I as a black man don't feel comfortable giving this man my money, then why are we going to turn around tomorrow and say, oh, Kanye dropped this hot new album, we got to talk about it on the show? Because that's giving him money. That it doesn't matter if it's hot or not. We would probably still want to review it.
Is it one of those things where you're just separating the artist and the music at that point?
No, what I'm saying is, no, because I've always said, I do think that there is a separation, but I don't give my money to people that I don't agree with.
I mean,
if I don't agree with what Kanye's saying socially and politically,
then I
would not want to give him a single dime of my money. So just like Rod, I wouldn't go to a show anyway, but even if I could afford it, I would not go to his concert. If this bothered me enough, I would not buy his CDs. That's my point. So if we're willing to say that, then why are we not willing to say that we're not going to review his music?
People take a passive approach to what Kanye says. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Kanye being Kanye.
And I feel his whole... I guess,
aesthetic.
Yeah, his whole aesthetic is pretty much based on being controversial. So it makes him say, like, he could come out and say, oh, something crazy as hell mm-hmm. tomorrow. And it almost makes people conflicted with how they're going to respond to it because it's in his nature. And so they pass it off.
Mm-hmm.
He could say something completely, like, racist or sexist or misogynistic. And people are like, oh, well... I don't know. It's just Kanye. It's just his personality.
He's just crazy,
but I love him, but whatever. And it makes it difficult because he's not somebody who knows how to hold his tongue or acts, you know what I'm saying, in a way where he actually thinks before he speaks. Mm-hmm. That's his whole personality. So it's kind of like, is it like a, people pass it off as like a personality trait or something like that. And I feel like that's kind of hard to decipher because it's like, okay, I know that I'm not going to support him because of that because... Again, I know what I stand and believe in, but some people are just like, oh, well, you know, it's just Kanye. And I feel like that's kind of fucked up, too, because it's like you're not able to decipher what is his personality traits or whatever versus, like, what's actually problematic and what actually, you know, you need to take a stand against. It's crazy.
Take a stand against your rights. That's my point. If you're going to do something, fucking do it.
Exactly.
And stick
no matter
with
how,
it.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what it is. Don't. The thing is, you can't always just look at things and say, that's so small it doesn't matter. Every fucking thing you do, whether it doesn't matter to you or you or you, it matters to somebody. So us saying, hey, from here on out, we will never review another Kanye West album. Whether or not you think it benefits his, or it hurts his pockets at that moment,
It doesn't matter. It might, because you're going to start a conversation. Why are you guys not reviewing his album? Well, because he said this, 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 and this. Now you have, the majority of our fans are younger kids. Mm-hmm. Now you have them talking about it. Well, what did he say? Oh, he said this, and they're not going to review it? Well, let's talk about this.
It's the point of, like, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And I think that this show itself, I think we do have a certain role and a responsibility to critique certain things like this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of taking action, you know, by having those conversations, by pointing those out, you know. So, in answer to your question about whether or not we're not going, whether we're going to review the album or not, I mean, we have to have that conversation, you know, as a group. But I still think, for me, just not letting this slide by and be like, oh, that's just Kanye, mm-hmm. by taking action and coming together and having this great conversation about, you know, Kanye West, and not letting him just get away with this stuff.
Anyways, thank you for your many questions that you sent to the inbox. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to AskDEHH on Twitter or ask@deadandhiphop.com. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.